in the Bible, we have a lot of commandments that we have to do if we want to go to heaven. But we are allowed to mess up a couple times through repentance and forgiveness through the grace of God. But there's one commandment that if we don't obey it, there is no forgiveness. There is no second chance. You want to know which one it is? Turn your Bibles to John chapter 3 for me. I'm going to start in verse 1, and I'm going to read through verse 8. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." A little background of this story of Nicodemus and Jesus. Who is Nicodemus? In verse 1, he says he's a ruler of the Jews. He's also a member of the Sanhedrin, which is a religious council in Jerusalem. He's also a religious leader. He had it all. He had everything, anything that anyone could want, except salvation. I'm going to break down verses 3 through 8. I'm going to do it verse by verse, if you'll follow along. Verse 3 says, Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly," which literally translated means truly, truly, "I say to you," in this passage he's talking to Nicodemus, but 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is good for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness," which means that he also is talking to us here today in the 21st century. "That you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God," which is the church, which is explained in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. "Also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The kingdom is the church, and he says it just as plain as ever, that unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom, the church, and ultimately, heaven. Verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" This shows his confusion about being born again. And by the nature of confusion, he asked Jesus, how is he supposed to be born again so that he may enter heaven? And he gets that answer in verse 5 when Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." He almost repeats verse 3 all over again, except by saying, "Unless one is born again," he says, "how you are born again," which is by water and the Spirit. One birth, two parts, water and the Spirit. How are you born of water? Baptism, which is explained in Acts 2:38 and Acts 22:16. Baptism is necessary for salvation. How are you born of the Spirit? By obeying the truth, which is the word of God, explained in 1 Peter 1, 22 and 23. "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." The Holy Word was given to us by the Holy Spirit, and by obeying this, we are born of the Spirit. Verse 6, Jesus acknowledges that Nicodemus, you know, he says, yes, Nicodemus, what is born of flesh is flesh. What he was talking about was a fleshly birth, how we get here. But he also says And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, by obeying the word of God. He says, don't marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. Don't be surprised that I said it. Don't question what I said. You must be born again. And he gives an analogy in verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. If we never felt the wind, if we never heard the wind blow past our ear, if we never seen the trees moving when the wind blows, we wouldn't know it was there. We would never see it. So it is of those who are born of the Spirit. If we're not out evangelizing, if we're not being missionaries, if we're not spreading the gospel, we don't know who is born of the Spirit. Everyone here today looks like everyone else in the world. But because you are here today, I know you are born of water and the Spirit by your actions. Would you turn me to James 2? Verses 17 and 18. Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. That's how we know who is born of water and the Spirit, by our works. But we can't have works without faith. That's dead. We can't have faith without works. That's dead also. We must show our faith by our works. And he says it again and again and again in this passage. Unless you are born again of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Jesus only has to say something one time. And that makes it important enough. If he says it one time. But in this passage, he says it three times. Unless you are born again, unless you are born again, unless you are born again, you're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, which is heaven. Three times he says it. How important do you think that is? And we don't know when judgment day is coming. We don't know if it's today, tomorrow, next year. It could be as soon as you step through those doors, as soon as this service is over, boom, judgment day is here. And if you're not baptized, if you're not born of water and the Spirit, there is no happiness. There's no happy ending to that story. You will not go and see the kingdom of God. So you must be born again. He says it. This is not me talking. This is Jesus talking. You must be born again, and you must be born again right now. How do you do it? I explained born of water and the Spirit. But you must believe and be baptized. Mark 16:16. You must repent of your sins and be baptized. Acts 2:38. You must confess Jesus' name before men, and he will confess your name before his Father in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. You must be baptized. John 3:5. Born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of God. Then we must remain faithful, so that we may receive the crown of life, which is explained in Revelation 2:10. How do we do that? How do we remain faithful? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to be a good person? There are going to be a lot of good people in hell. There are going to be a lot of nice, kind people in hell. But the Bible tells us what we must do in Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time. And we don't know when that is. So if I were you, and I wasn't born of the water and the Spirit, I would come today, after Robert finishes his lesson and extends the invitation.